The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, Text Number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 1st, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Kopilas Tattva Sankhata Bhagavan Atma Maya जात स्वयं अज साक्षात आत्म प्रगप्त निना सो वी आर रिसाइटिंग फ्रॉम आवर लेटेस्ट एडिशन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम दिस इज Third Canto, Part 4. We have finished Third Canto, publishing. This is very important subject matter. The Kapil Dev, the expounder of Sankhya philosophy, he instructed to his mother, Devahuti, there are two Kapilas. Real Kapil Dev is Kapila. He expounded Sankhya philosophy to instruct his mother. But later on, some imitation Kapil Dev also appeared. Atheistic Sankhya philosophy. He has simply dealt with the 24 different elements without information of God. Therefore, there are two Kapilas. One Kapila is called the Devahiti Putra Kapila, another is Atheist Kapila. So, about Kapil Dev, it is said, Saunakadirish, that Kapilas Tattva Sankhata, Kapila, the Supreme Person, Tattva Sankhata, he can explain what is absolute truth. Kapila Tattva Sankhata, Bhagavan. Without Bhagavan, nobody knows what is the actual position of the ultimate truth. Nobody can know it. Therefore, Bhagavan, Krishna, or his incarnation occasionally visit to give you information about what is the aim of life. Tattva Sankhata. Sankhata means expounder, and tattva means the absolute truth. So absolute truth is Bhagavan himself, Krishna himself. So we cannot understand the absolute truth of the Supreme Person by mental speculation. That is not possible. Especially when we are under the influence of the three modes of material nature, because material nature is divided into three status, satogun, rajogun and tamogun. Those who are in the satogun, they are fit for understanding the absolute truth. Satagun means the Brahminical qualification. Satta, Sama, Dama, Tutikha, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahma, Karma, Sabhava. They can understand. Therefore, in our Vedic conception of human society, there must be a class of men actually Brahmin. Then they will be able to to expound the real truth of life. If everyone becomes Shudra, then the absolute truth cannot be understood. Just like at the present moment, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In the Kali Yuga, everyone is Shudra. It is hardly to be found a qualified Brahmana. Of course there are, but very rare. Practically, Brahmana is not a single there, especially in this age. Prayin alpa ayusa, kalau asmin juge jana, manda asmanda matayo, manda bhagya jupadita. The people of this age, they are short living, and manda, very slow in everything, not interested. Actually, human life is meant for understanding the spiritual value of life. But on account of the people being Shudras, they are not interested. They are forgetting the real purpose of life. Manda. Manda means slow and bad. Everyone is bad or slow. Manda samanda matayo. And they have got, everyone has got a particular type of understanding. Sumanda matayo. That is not bona fide. Sumanda matayo, manda bhagya, and everyone is misfortunate, unfortunate. Upadrita, and they are disturbed by so many causes. And that gradually the situation will be like this. It is already manifest. Anavrishta, vibhikha karopirita. There will be no rain in the sky, and there will be scarcity of foodstuff, and karopirita, and government will levy tax very heavily. These are already predicted, and we are experiencing. So this age is very miserable. Kali Yuga is very miserable. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself, he came. He advised all people of the world that you simply chant Hare Krishna. Very simple thing. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, it is not his invention, but it is in the Shastras, Puranas, this advice is there. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatirannata. In this age, people being all Shudras, less intelligent, unfortunate, disturbed, how they will be able to understand the absolute truth or the aim of life? So anyway, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that jada jadahi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sujamaham. So similarly, sometimes before, some hundreds and thousands of years ago, Kapildev appeared. Devahuti putra Kapildev. His father's name is Kardam Muni. So, after Kapildev's birth, when he was grown up, that is the system of Vedic civilization. When children are grown up, the father retires. He takes sannyas or goes out of home simply for cultivating spiritual life. Not that throughout the whole life wrought in this material world. No. Panchasadhang manang brajet, that is the injunction of the Shastra. We have got eight kinds of ashrama, four kinds of ashrama and four kinds of varnas. So they, formerly, they used to follow very strictly. So Kapildev's father, Kardamuni, after the son was grown up, he left his home, given in charge of his wife. The wife was given in charge of the grown-up boy. Not that the boy was in charge of this. So, that incident, that narration is stated in this part. Kapila satya-sankhyata Bhagavan. Kapila is Bhagavan. Nowadays, Bhagavan is so cheap. The misuse of the word. But here you will find that Bhagavan is not an ordinary man. Abhijananti mang mura. Because Bhagavan Krishna appeared as human being, so the muras, rascals and fools, they think of Krishna as ordinary human being. Mura. Murabhi Nabijanati Mameva Paramabhayam Tibhi Gunamai Bhavi Mohita. So still there are devotees who can understand, just like Arjuna understood that Krishna, although he is my friend, playing the part of my friend, but he is Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, when Krishna instructed Arjuna for our benefit, Arjuna is in perfect knowledge, but aiming at Arjuna, Krishna is giving instruction to all human society, and he admitted after knowing Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna said, Parabrahma Paramdhama Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. My dear Krishna, you are the Parabrahma. Parabrahma. Every one of us, Brahma. Brahma means spirit soul. We are not this body. Aham Brahmasmi. This is realization, self-realization. There is Vedic culture. One must understand what he is. We should not keep ourselves in ignorance like cats and dogs, thinking that I am this body. I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Kshatri, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, or so many designations. That is bodily designation. So when one comes to the spiritual understanding, that is called Brahma realization. Aham Brahmasmi. So, we are all Brahma. Simply, we have to understand. It is not that we are a Brahma. By some practice, we become Brahma. No. Just the gold is gold. But if it is covered with some dirt, the dirt can be removed. And it's, the gold is gold. Similarly, we are Brahma, spirit soul. Somehow or other, we have come in contact with these material elements, bhumi, rapa, anara, vayu, and we have got this body covered, and I am thinking I am this body. This is ignorance. This is ignorance. So unless one is enlightened by the spiritual knowledge, he remains only just like cats and dogs. And to understand spiritual identification, that is called dharma. Dharma means that. And the ultimate goal of dharma is spoken by Krishna, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇam. We have created so many dharmas. Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma. These are manufactured. Of course, there is indication how to execute dharma. But real dharma, when you come to the conclusion, Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma bahunam janmanamanti jnanavan manga prabandhate. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sudhirlo. So this is Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose, that we are not preaching any particular sectarian religious system. No. We are preaching the real, what is meant by religion. Religion means dharmantu sakshad bhagavat panitam. Nobody knows what is dharma. This is the position. Because dharma means the order of the Supreme Being. That is dharma. Just like law means the order of the government. Similarly, dharma means the order of the Supreme Being. That is dharma. This is the simple definition of dharma. So, God is one, His order is one. How there can be different dharmas? It is not possible. That is ignorance. When we create different dharma, that is due to ignorance. Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma, or this dharma, that dharma. No. Gold is gold. Does it mean that if a Christian possesses some gold, it becomes Christian gold? Or Hindu possesses some gold, it becomes Hindu gold? No, gold is gold. Either it is in possession of Hindu or Muslim or Christian, it doesn't matter. Gold is gold. So you are preaching that here is dharma, to surrender unto the Supreme Being. That is dharma. Sarva-dharma an-paritajya. This is Bhagavad Dharma. Everyone should be taught how to surrender to God. So God is one. God cannot be two. When there is competition of God, they are not God. Just like it has become nowadays, in every street there is a God. That is not, Krishna is not that kind of God. He is the Supreme God. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, matta parataram nanya kinchi jasti dhananjaya. Nobody is superior than me. So that is, we are preaching, we are teaching people. These Americans and the Europeans, they have taken it serious, because they are fortunate. They have no information of this hodgepodge God. That is their opportunity. I have told them, given the information, that Krishnastu Bhagavan Sang. I am not giving any wrong information. Right information. Bhagavan means Krishna. God means Krishna. So I have given them this information as a pure, that here is God. And they have taken it seriously. Therefore they are advancing. See practically. Why they are advancing? Because they are not misled. They have been given the right information and they have taken it seriously and they are trying their best to render service. That is the reason. People are surprised how these Americans and Europeans have become such great devotees and dancing in ecstasy. They are surprised. Yes, it is surprising. Even in their country, the priests are surprised. But what is the reason? They are advanced. Because they have taken the right thing. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. That they have taken. Either you say blindly or knowingly. If you touch fire, it will act. Fire is fire. It is not that because a child takes fire, it will not burn. It will burn. So, why these Western young men, they are taking this movement seriously? Because it is acting as fire. It is acting as fire. They have taken fire and it is acting as fire. So, there is information in the Shastra, accepted by the Acharyas, just like Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. that is accepted by the acharyas. Acharya upasana. Shankaracharya, although he is impersonalist, he has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what to speak of others? Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, and Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, and let us Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, all accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality, following the same principle. As Arjuna said, Krishna, you are Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhava. So this is simple thing. There is no need of speculation. What is God? Where is God? Here is God, sir. Here is God, you see, Krishna. Why you are foolish, you are searching? Here is God. He's not. Although Krishna has come in a form which you can see. Krishna has appeared before you, just like stone statue. But he is not stone statue. Of course, stone is also God. Because stone is another energy of God. Just like fire is also heat and light. And the heat is also fire, and light is also fire. Without fire there cannot be light. Without fire there cannot be heat. So, this material world is just like the heat and light of the Supreme Life, of the Supreme Fire. Parasya Brahmana Shakti, Sarvedam Makhilam Jagat, Ekusthane Sthita Shagne, Jyotsna Vistarina Jatha, Tatha, Sarvedam Makhilam Jagat. Just like fire is in one place, just as sun, because practical example, the sun is in one place, you have seen. And it is light and heat. So, expanding the light and heat throughout the whole universe. And as soon as you perceive light and heat, you can understand there is sun. So light and heat can be perceived by anyone. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhasmi Sasishurjaya, I am the light and heat of the sun. Of course, moon there is no heat. There is cooling effect. Two things are there. So all these are energies of Krishna. Prabhasmi Sasishurjaya. So why people say, can you show me God? You are seeing daily, every moment. But because you are fool, you have no sense of understanding. As soon as there is some heat, any man can understand there is fire. As soon as there is smoke, anyone can understand there is fire. Similarly, if you can feel the energy of the Lord, then you can feel the presence of the Lord immediately. Now here, these boys, these girls, they are worshipping Krishna and they are becoming devotee. What is the sign of devotee? The sign of devotee is that the devotees are no more interested in material enjoyment. That is devotee. Bhakti parasana bhava virakti annatrasa. So these young boys and girls, they do not go to cinema. They do not smoke. They do not go any restaurant or club. Why? Virakti. Don't want this. What to speak of here? Poor country. But in the European, American countries, everything is available, very cheap. But they are not interested. They are interested to sit down on the floor without any chair and follow me, whatever I say. They have no sufficient eating even. I cannot give them to their standard. is still. Why? Because they don't want this material. That is the test. That is the test. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annatrasya. When one will become detestful to material enjoyment, you will know, or he will know. Personally one can understand how much he is advanced in spiritual life. Spiritual life does not mean that a sannyasi is smoking and drinking tea, 1 gallon of tea. That is not spiritual life. He must be detestful. So this dharma or spiritual life means to have no more interest in material activities, but only in the understanding of God the Supreme and His service. That is spiritual life. So actually the human life is meant for that purpose. Because sense gratification, material happiness, the hogs also, they are enjoying. The hog is also whole day and night searching after stool. And after eating stool, when they get some strength, then sex without any discrimination of mother or sister or any. Hog's life. Therefore Shastra says, don't lead a hog's life. Nayang deha deho bhajang niloke kastan kaman arhati bir bhujang. Bir bhujang means stool eater. They are also working so hard, day and night, simply for eating stool. And as soon as there is some strength, hypophosphite, because stool contains all good chemicals. Hypophosphite, they say, they have tested. Of course, I do not know. They say that it is full of hypophosphites, and if you take hypophosphite, sometimes doctor prescribes syrup hypophosphites for the weak people. So actually the hogs are very fatty. Therefore those who are meat eaters, they like hogs flesh very nicely. So anyway, this human life is not meant for imitating the hog's life. Human life is meant for tapasya. Tapo dibbang putraka jena suddhi da satya. This is Vedic civilization. Tapasya. The state, different grades of tapasya. Brahman, kshatri, vaishya, shudra, give them chance. Grihastha, vanaprastha, brahmachari. They are all meant for inducing people to come to this perfection and stage of understanding God. This is called varnasram dharma. Real purpose of this is varnasram. 4 varnas and 4 ashramas. Why? Na varnasram charavata purushena parapama Vishnu aradhate nanna tattu sukaranam. The whole aim is how to worship the Supreme Lord. That is human life. So if we make these divisions, so any class of man, if he comes to this social system of varnasram dharma, then automatically, just like if you admit your son in a school, there is first class, second class, third class, or eighth class, in this way he makes progress. One day that son comes out as a graduate. So the human society must accept this is school of varnasram dharma. Then gradually he'll be educated and he'll come to the understanding. Brahma janati iti brahmana. One day he'll understand what is Brahma, and that is Brahma. Veda pathat bhavet vipra. Brahma janati iti brahmana. Janmana jayate shudra. By birth everyone is a shudra. He has to be educated. Samaskarat bhavet dija. Dija means twice born. One birth is by the father and mother, and the next birth is by the spiritual master and Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge is the mother and spiritual master is the father, then one becomes Dvija. Therefore, the sacred thread is offered that he is now Dvija. He has accepted the spiritual master to learn what is spiritual life. That is the significance. Then he is allowed to read this Vedic literature. The essence of Vedic literature, nigama kalpatarur galitam phalamidam, this Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. This is the essence. Nigama means Vedic. Nigama kalpataru. Kalpataru means desire tree. Desire tree means whatever you like, you can take from. Similarly, Vedic knowledge is so perfect. Any knowledge, perfectly if you want to know, then you must tad-vijñānārthaṁ sa guru-meva avivacche śrotriyam. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is called śruti. Śrotriyam brahmanishtam. So, when things are mismanaged and people forget the aim of life, at that time the Supreme Lord comes. Yadā-yadāhi dharmasya glāni bhavat. The dharmasya glāni means the human society when missing the aim of life. At that time, when things are very much mismanaged, they're out of compassion, because God is more anxious to get us back to home, back to God, than we are, because we are in ignorance. We do not know what is the kingdom of God, how to go back there, how to become happy. We have all forgot. Therefore, Krishna comes at interval. He senses, representative, the devotee, that is going on. So sometimes he comes personally, sometimes he sends his incarnation. The Kapiladev is the incarnation of the Supreme Person, Krishna. Therefore it is stated here, Kapilas Tattva Sankhata Bhagavan. Incarnation of Bhagavan is also Bhagavan. Bhagavan Atma-māyā. Atma-māyā means, māyā means illusion, māyā means affection, and māyā means energy. When Krishna comes, or Krishna's energy, Krishna's incarnation comes, that is not by force, just like we are forced to come. Karmana daiva netrina. We have to accept a certain type of body by force, not atma-māyā. Suppose I've got this human form and body. I cannot demand that next life I will have like this. No. That is not possible. Next life we will get according to your karma. Just like you are being educated, you cannot say that, make me the high court judge. That is not possible. If you are qualified, then you become. Similarly, karmana. You have to qualify yourself. So there are 8,400,000 different forms of life. So by your karma, next life you can become a devata, a demigod. Even if you like, you can become Indra, Chandra, or you can become cats and dogs. That depends on karmana, daiva, netrena. So this will depend on my karma. But Krishna or his incarnation, when he comes, it does not depend on his karma, because he is above karma. He is fully independent. Therefore it is said, Atma-māyā. Atma-māyā, by his own energy, not by any external energy, forced by. Just like if the governor goes to the prison house, it is not that he has been forced to come to the prison. He is a condemned person. No. He goes there out of his goodwill to see how things are going on. But when an ordinary person is put into the jail, he has been forced. He has been proved a criminal. So if the criminal thinks that here is governor, now we are one. The governor and myself, the pocket, pickpocket, criminal, if he thinks like that. Similarly, abhijananti mana murha manasintanumasa. Therefore, rascals and fools, they think Krishna is one of them. The same thing, as the criminal thinks, the governor, as then Mahatma Gandhi went to jail, and if a pickpocket thinks, that now Mahatma Gandhi and myself are the same. No. Therefore it is said, Atma. Mahatma Gandhi went to jail just to show the people, now if you want to drive away the Britishers, so disobey their law and they will put us into jail, so that jail will be effective. Jail Saraj ka mandir hai, Mahatma Gandhi. That was a policy. Not that Mahatma Gandhi had to go to jail. He was fit for that person. Similarly, this is an example. Similarly, when Krishna or his incarnation comes in this material world, he maintains his position. They're the same thing. Mahatma Gandhi maintained his position. Now, it is not that because Mahatma Gandhi went to jail, he became unpopular and nobody would respect him. No, his respect was still there. Similarly, when the incarnation of God, Krishna, he comes, he is not ordinary man. He is not ordinary man. He has come out of his good will. Param bhava vajanant. The rascals, they do not understand what is Krishna, and they think that Krishna is like one of us, a human being like that. No, that is not Krishna understanding. Krishna, manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid bhittimam. Krishna understanding is not so easy. It is said by Krishna. Manusyanam sahasreshu, out of millions of people, one becomes siddha. Siddha means self-realized. And jatatam api siddhanam. And after becoming siddha, out of many millions of siddhas, one can understand what is Krishna. But it is our great fortune that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared, he is Krishna himself, and he has given a very easy process to understand Krishna. What is that? This is the easiest process, that you come here and hear about Krishna. That's all. You haven't got to do anything. Simply come here. We are opening all these centers just to invite you. Please come here and hear about Krishna. Sinnatang sakata Krishna punna savana kirtana riddantasta avadrani vidhunati suhit satam. If you hear about Krishna, you become purified. Hearing about Krishna means associating with Krishna. This secret they do not know. But we are canvassed. Please come and hear about Krishna. Your life will be perfect. Thank you very much.